If you're looking for the best holiday deals in the game, check out the Season of Savings at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Find gifts for athletes, hunters, and outdoor lovers with our wide assortment of gear. And get holiday savings on top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Stop by your local Academy store on Highway 70 East beside the Valley Hills Mall in Hickory. Or shop online for delivery, curbside, and in-store pickup at academy.com.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this week's program, we have her back on the program. We have an interview with Sonya Greenfield. Sonya is the director of writer management and editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Our Turf Football is a website that's devoted to covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective. We get her insights on Detroit winning their first game of the season, beating the Minnesota Vikings also, Detroit's next game against the Denver Broncos, and so much more. So Sonya is coming up on this week's interview segment on the program. Of course, you know, I had some great stuff happening in around the National Football League, and we're going to get you caught up on the scores from the most important games from Week 13 in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. The Cowboys hold tight as Dallas would beat New Orleans, final score 27-17. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers would go on to beat the Atlanta Falcons in an NFC South showdown, final score 30-17. The Los Angeles Chargers took on the Cincinnati Bengals. It was all Chargers. The Chargers would go on to win 41-22. The Baltimore Ravens took on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a dogfight in Pittsburgh and Heinz Field. In the end, it would be the Steelers holding off to beat the Ravens 20-19. We had the Washington football team going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. It was a close one, but Brian Johnson's go-ahead field goal would give Washington the win, beating the Las Vegas Raiders 17-15. In an NFC West matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks, the Seahawks winning a close one, 30-23. Sunday Night Football saw the Denver Broncos going up against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City's defense did the job, shutting down Denver. Chiefs win 22-9. The score was 22-9. And on Monday Night Football between the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, bad weather conditions in Orchard Park, New York, just outside of Buffalo, impacted the play on the field. But New England's defense in their running game would hold tight for New England. The Patriots would go on to beat the Bills. Final score, 14-10. And those were your scores from Week 13's most important games in the NFL. I want to start off now with my top three storylines. I want to begin with the Detroit Lions. December 5th, 2020 was the last time that the Detroit Lions had won a regular season game in the National Football League before coming into this game against the Minnesota Vikings. Well, the unthinkable happened. The Detroit Lions win their first game of the season, beating the Minnesota Vikings 29-27. Quarterback Jared Goff, he threw the game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I tell you what, it was a great moment, not just for Detroit, but for the whole region, considering what they had gone through this past week. Here's the highlight.
Here's Hockenson inside.
Here we go. Goff from the gun.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And again, that was Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff throwing the game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, giving the Detroit Lions their first win of the 2021 NFL regular season. Now, this was, as I mentioned earlier, this was an important win for not just the organization, not just for the city, but for the region. Of course, we know what happened this past week with the tragic events that had happened with the school shooting that had taken place in Oxford, Michigan, just about an hour outside of Detroit. And the emotions were running so high that week on the heels of that tragic school shooting. Then on top of that, you had the city of Detroit still looking for that first win of the year as we wind down the end of the regular season as the playoff push is underway. So this was a big win, and a congratulations to the Detroit Lions for winning their first game of the 2021 NFL regular season. I go more into detail about it in the interview segment coming up next with Sonya Greenfield. But again, congratulations to the Motor City and to the whole region in general as the Detroit Lions beat the Minnesota Vikings to win their first game of the 2021 NFL season. My next storyline is going to be the Washington football team. Man, Washington has been on a roll. They have won four in a row, beating Tampa Bay, going to Carolina, beating Carolina, beating Seattle on Monday night, and then getting the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. There have been some close games, but nevertheless, Washington has handled their business. And, oh, man, first of all, Taylor Heineke, I think the jury is no longer out for him, because Taylor Heineke is proven week in and week out that he can be the starting quarterback for the Washington football team. I personally think he can do the job. They got to give him an extension. He's definitely earned it. And how about the running tandem of Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic? Antonio Gibson is the power back, gives you the yards. The pod gives you the distance, is your everyday running back. He's your every down running back, I should say. J.D. McKissic is somebody that provides the speed. He's a receiving back, and the Gibson and McKissic connection goes so well, and they fit each other. They complement each other so well in Washington. Their receivers are nice with the likes of Terry McLaurin. Also, you've got DeAndre Carter's played well. Adam Humphries has played nice. Curtis Samuel is starting to make his stride coming back from injury, and also Cam Sims has looked really good. As far as they had a setback, two setbacks this week, Logan Thomas out for the season with a knee injury, and Montez Sweat has been placed on the COVID-19 virus list. So bittersweet week for Washington, again, winning their fourth game in a row, beating the Raiders, but then they have the injury to Thomas and then with Sweat being on the COVID-19 list. But nevertheless, defensively, they've played well. Jonathan Allen has stepped up his game. Deron Payne has played well. Shaka Toney's played nice. Also, Cole Holcomb for the linebackers, he's played well as well. And, of course, Landon Collins and Kendall Fuller, they have stepped up their game as well. So, again, kudos to the Washington football team for winning now their fourth game in a row. And for my last storyline is going to be the New England Patriots. New England, man, how about New England? Rookie quarterback Mac Jones, a lot of people didn't expect him to come in and play this well as he did, but he's going to be a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And, you know, Mac has played well, and also the running game has been nice. I like the complimentary, the trio of running backs, if you will, with Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and Brandon Bolden. And defensively, again, New England's defense, it doesn't ring a bell. It doesn't send people in shockwaves, but as Bill Belichick preaches, is just do your job. And New England's defense has been doing their job this year. Again, with Matthew Judon, Dante Hightower, Juwan Bentley, Jamie Collins. Also, you got Davin Godchow in the mix as well. Chase Vinovich, Dedrick Weiss Jr. Of course, Devin McCourty, who's the veteran on that secondary, and followed by Adrian Phillips. And then you got Justin Bethel and J.C. Jackson. And New England, man, New England has been on a roll. New England has currently won now seven games in a row. They beat the Jets on October the 24th. They go to L.A. and beat the Chargers. Then they beat Carolina. Then they had wins over Cleveland, at Atlanta, Tennessee, and, of course, the recent game, it was a close one on Monday night, beating Buffalo. I think there's a valid argument. I think there's a case that we can make that New England is currently the best team in the AFC right now. They have a solid rookie quarterback that's efficient. He's got a solid arm. It's an efficient arm. Doesn't make too many mistakes. They've got the running game that can carry them into the postseason, and their defense is consistent. And again, Bill Belichick, it seems as though he's just getting better. People thought he may have lost a step. It may have been with Tom Brady going to Tampa. People may have thought that he may have his days were numbered. Well, guess what? His days are not numbered, and it gives him a valid stake of he may be the NFL head coach of the year. You could put him in there with Brandon Staley from the Los Angeles Chargers. You can also put him in the mix, you know, with Bruce Arians from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Mike Vrabel from the Tennessee Titans. Those are guys that are definitely in the mix for the head coach of the year. Also, Jim Harbaugh from the Baltimore Ravens, Mike McCarthy from the Dallas Cowboys. And then, again, you can put Bill Belichick in there from the New England Patriots. But, man, they have won 7 in a row. And New England definitely seems as though the magic is back in Foxborough with the New England Patriots. All right, coming up next after the break, have an interview with Sonia Greenfield. She's the director of writer management and editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. We discuss the Lions' first win of the regular season over the Minnesota Vikings. Also, we talk Detroit's next game against the Broncos. And we also talk about a Detroit Lions tailgate and so much more. Sonia is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler, like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Delivered direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
If you're looking for the best holiday deals in the game, check out the Season of Savings at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Find gifts for athletes, hunters, and outdoor lovers with our wide assortment of gear. And get holiday savings on top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Stop by your local Academy store on Highway 70 East beside the Valley Hills Mall in Hickory. Or shop online for delivery, curbside, and in-store pickup at academy.com.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second,
shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
So on family road trips, we like to keep our food and fuel stops to one. And you know, like, that's right off the highway. And the one everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America. We find all kinds of food and drink choices there. Plus quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. You could say we prefer all-inclusive accommodations wherever we visit, including TA. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Staples helps small businesses print big. The print advisors at Staples sweat the details and quality of every project. That's what they call their print big promise. They're committed to getting your print job right every time, to treating your small business like a big deal and making it come to life, and to giving you expert guidance from start to finish. And now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more at Staples. Offer ends January 1st.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of. Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
You're on the highway, and you see the red and blue TA sign. Quick, what comes to mind?
Tremendous assortment in TA's convenience store.
TA? Totally appetizing food and drinks.
Thoroughly accessible place to fuel up?
TA. It stands for Travel Centers of America.
Amazon is changing the way we think about TVs. Say hello to the Amazon Fire TV Omni series, a new 4K ultra-high definition smart TV with Dolby Vision and hands-free Alexa. This is Amazon's first hands-free TV with all your favorite Fire TV and Alexa features now in one TV. You can stream all of your favorite content, shows, music, and more. The Amazon Fire TV Omni series is available in a variety of sizes and competitive prices in store at Best Buy or at Amazon.com.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's BOMBAS.com/comfy.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Here's Hawkinson inside. Here we go. Stop from the gun.
Here by Dantzler. He did it earlier and gave the cushion. Huge cushion there. Excuse me, that was...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And, yeah, you heard it right. The Detroit Lions win their first game of the 2021 NFL season. That was quarterback Jared Goff. He threw the game-winning touchdown pass to wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown to give the Lions their first victory of the 2021 NFL season as they beat the Minnesota Vikings. Matter of fact, this was the Lions' first victory since December the 5th of last season when they beat the Chicago Bears. And to talk more about this game and also some other stuff dealing with the Lions, we want to welcome her back to the program, a very familiar voice that brings us all the insight dealing with her Detroit Lions. She is a director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North and the NFC East for Our Turf Football, which is the site dedicated to covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective. Sonya Greenfield. Sonya, welcome back to the program.
Welcome back. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yes, and we're glad to have you back. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And you're back under some very, very pleasant circumstances. The Detroit Lions have won their first game of the 2021 NFL season. Give me your takeaways from Detroit's victory over the Minnesota Vikings.
It wasn't a dominant game, I would say, but it was a good game. And I had a feeling, you know, going into the week, I was like, this could be their game. You know, the Vikings are a little bit in shambles. All these injuries with the Vikings, I said, you know, and it's been an emotional week in Michigan and in Detroit because of the community of Oxford. And so, you know, I just had this feeling. But, you know, these guys get out there, they play with some heart, they, you know, they come up with some really creative plays, and they got the win. I mean, and it was like they were fighting for this win. Like this was good. This was really good. I think, you know, they felt it and they wanted it. And not that they haven't wanted it in the past, but I think this was just a little different. It just had a different feel to it, you know?
Yeah, and indeed had a different feel to it, as you mentioned, because of the emotional impact of what transpired during the week with the terrible school shooting, the tragedy that had happened in Oxford, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. And we're gonna get back into that in just a minute, but I want to start off with just the offense and defense in this game. Jamal Williams was really I thought was one of the X factors in the Lions getting a victory over the Vikings. Of course, DeAndre Swift was out with a shoulder injury. So Jamal Williams, the former Green Bay Packer, came in and did his part running and receiving. Well, he didn't do much receiving, but he did his part running the ball, getting 17 carries for 71 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Jamal's play in this game against the Vikings.
It's really, truly a next man up mentality. And, you know, just getting in there and just grinding. And that's what we like to see. And, you know, it's good that they are still going with the run game, even if DeAndre is out. I mean, again, we don't have the best receivers, but, leaving in that run game and just really, pounding the ball. And I don't think that's one thing that they're really trying to lean on. And, DeAndre Swift is, truly a very good running back. But, and I think that, them focusing more on running the ball this year has really obviously paid off, I think, now, finally.
All right. And speaking of also paying off, the receivers paid off in this one. Last time we talked about T.J. Hockenson. Well, T.J., he got a touchdown in his game and a goal along with four catches for 49 yards. Just give me your thoughts on T.J.'s play and the win against the Vikings.
Again, I think this is kind of just more Dan Campbell being creative now that he's taking over controlling the play calling and, getting the tight ends involved. I mean, he is a former tight end, and he's got one of the better tight ends in the league, if I do say so myself. Let's use him. Let's use him and just get him out there. And I loved it. And, I love seeing that. And they got the other tight end involved as well. So, yeah, it's a good thing, and I'm loving it.
Indeed, yeah. Last time we had you on the program, we talked a little bit about TJ and was just saying that he's up there, probably one of the most underrated tight ends in the league. Put him up there with Travis Kelce and George Kittle and Rob Gronkowski. Yeah, absolutely. And also you could put Hunter Henry in the mix as well and Darren Waller. And I want to stay with more on the receiving core for a moment. Josh Reynolds, again, the former Ram, four catches, 69 yards, played his part in this win. Give me your thoughts on Josh's play in this game.
Again, very solid, very good. Relying some on the pass is very good, but he did a wonderful job, I think, just coming up with some key plays to keep drives going and things like that. So I think that he did really well, and you love to see him, getting involved in the game and, being a little bit creative and spreading out that offense. And so, I loved it.
Awesome. Indeed, I know you loved it. And I got to ask you, speaking of loving, do you love the name Amon-Ra?
I do love the name Amon-Ra.
Do you know the origins of the name Amon-Ra?
I want to say, please do not quote me, but I want to say it has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Yes. Okay.
Amon-Ra is a god known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely right. Amon-Ra is a god known to the Egyptians as titles such as the Supreme God was truly someone who Egyptians dared not to offend. And as you said, Sonia, Amon-Ra was known as Ra, who was recognized as the sun god. He not only created himself, but he was the creator of the entire universe. Well, I should say not just the NFL universe, but the Michigan universe paid attention to Amon-Ra St. Brown for scoring that game-winning touchdown. But not just
yes,
that, he was the leading receiver for the Lions. 10 catches, 86 yards. Give me your thoughts on Amon-Ra and his play in this game.
Just being at the right spot at the right time. Jared Goff, surgically being able to get that ball to him. And in these days when everything can go so wrong with the Lions, he was right there, and it was just him, and he wanted it, and he called game. And, you do want to see, 100-yard performances and things like that and multiple TDs and stuff, but sometimes it's just the little things, and Amon-Ra is doing the little things, and, little things soon turn into big things. So that's what you like to see. That's at least what I love to see.
Absolutely, and someone that played big in the the clutch moments of the game. Jared Goff, again, there's been a lot of criticism about him this year, Sonya, but he came through in the clutch, getting the game-winning touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared finished completing 25 out of 41 passes for 296 yards, three touchdown passes, and an interception. Give me your thoughts on Jared's play in this game against the Vikings.
You know, this was his game. I think this was kind of like, in a way, his coming down a little bit here in Detroit, because we all knew, you know, he was a decent quarterback. He wasn't, you know, I don't think he's, you know, Aaron Rodgers level, obviously, or something like that, but he's at least a serviceable quarterback that got his team to a Super Bowl, and that's what we were waiting to see here in Detroit, and I think we finally got some of Super Bowl Jared, if you will. So that was just really good to see. He looked a little bit more confident, a little bit more sure-footed out there. And again, I don't know if it was because of the emotional things surrounding the game this week, but he just felt like he wanted it. He was tearful at his post-game press conference. And so it was just good to see him, and he wanted it. And I saw a different Jared out there, and I liked that.
Yeah, rightfully so. He seemed, like you said, he looked like Super Bowl Jared, playoff Jared out there, and he did his contribution.
At least playoff Jared.
Mm-hmm. There you go, playoff Jared. That's right, and he handled his business in that last-minute drive during the game-winning touchdown pass. I want to move along to the other side of the ball, and Charles Harris on the defensive side had two sacks in this game, and Julian Okwara had a sack in this contest. Give me your thoughts on Charles and Julian and their play in the game.
Sack nasty, you know, that's usually what they call Saginaw. But no, I just like seeing them get after the quarterback and get after Kirk Cousins. Sacks are always a good thing in my book. Opposing quarterback, not my quarterback. but they did a great job. And I think that Minnesota's offensive line was a little bit, you know, a little bit banged up, a little bit not prepared, I think. But they came through those two guys came through and made some key plays and taking down Kirk Cousins. You know, sometimes you don't know which Kirk is going to show up. And so I think they just took advantage of iffy Kirk showing up and, you know, just made some good plays. And you love to see it.
All right, and then the leading tackler on the defensive side was Tracy Walker. He had eight tackles. Tracy was all over the place doing his thing. Give me your thoughts on Tracy and his play against the Vikings.
The defense is just balling. And, you know, I know that it hasn't always, obviously, it hasn't turned out the way we wanted. But, you know, Tracy Walker has been just really good out there. And he just stepped up and just wanted it too. And I think that, you know, he looked really good out there making plays, making the tackles that were needed, and, you know, again, getting some key stops. So it's all coming together. And, you know, the defense is, or the offense is feeding off the defense, I think, at least, you know, from my standpoint. But, yeah, and you just love to see it. And Tracy Walker is just right there in the mix and, you know, one of those key defensive players.
All right, and then I want to get now into the head coach, Dan Campbell. It has been, I can't use the word because tough is a word that's an understatement for the year that he's had this year. But nevertheless, Detroit wins the game. They beat the Vikings. What's the Lions fans, what is the Lions fans' current stance on Coach Campbell?
Everybody is happy for him. Everybody is happy for him. They wanted this just as badly as he did, if not more. I will say after the Chicago game on Thanksgiving, lots of people, lost faith, but were no longer going to give him, you know, this is your first year, you kind of get a pass. I think that mentality was gone after the Chicago game. And so it was just, you know, come on, let's do this, prove them wrong. And so he was able to do that. And I think people are very excited because they knew that this was coming. And they knew that it wasn't going to be, you know, that we weren't going to be like 10-7 or something like that. They knew that it was going to be, we all knew it was going to be a long haul. But they like the change that Dan Campbell is trying to bring about, and the change in culture and the change in mentality and the toughness that, you know, he wants the team to display. And I think we saw that on Sunday. And, you know, he's a player's coach. And I think that really relates to the fans. He's played in Detroit in the past. So, you know, we know that he gets that blue-collar, let's-go-to-work mentality. And so, you know, fans are just excited that he got that first win off his back. And, you know, I think everybody is happy for him.
Awesome. And, you know, I know not just the Lions are happy, but the fans are happy because you talked about it earlier, Sonia, that at the beginning of the interview, that what a week it had been for that whole area, just with the tragic school shooting that happened in Oxford, and people were just still reeling from it. And as you said, you could feel something was bound to happen. How had Lions fans and just people in the area dealt with those events during the week leading up to the game and the win against the Vikings?
It was really tragic, obviously. Brought about lots of questions, lots of, I won't say debate, but definitely a lot of questions. And it was just, you know, what can we do? How can we help? You know, this is not truly who we are as a community. And, you know, anytime a tragedy like this strikes you, it also reminds you that this is just a game. And it's not, you know, this isn't truly life or death. This is just a game. But also people use this game to escape and use this game to, you know, just burn off energy and just, you know, for a few hours, forget about the tough things that are going on. And so if the Lions could be a part of that, if the Lions could, you know, do whatever to help the families, help the victims, help, you know, the school, help anything, that's what they were going to do, because truly this is a community. We are all one big family, if you will. And so, you know, the Lions are a part of that. And Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, the whole team just want to continue to support that. And they were going to come out and do what they could. And they got to win.
All right. Absolutely. And they did walk away with a win. And congratulations again to not only the Lions, but just the people in that area that were definitely still reeling from that tragic incident. And hopefully it brought hope to them and brought hope to the organization as well as the Detroit Lions win their first game of the season, beating the Minnesota Vikings. All right, Sonia, let's move along now to the next game that the Lions are going to have. And they have to travel to Denver to take on the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos have a sour taste in their mouth after being embarrassed on Sunday night this past week by the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's start off with Detroit's defense for a moment. Teddy Bridgewater, again, is no slouch by any means of the imagination. Could get it done with his arm, or he could get it done with his legs. What do you think the Lions' defense need to do to contain Teddy, as well as Denver's running game and also Denver's receivers such as Jerry Jeudy?
They have some pretty big receivers. Jerry Jeudy, they don't have KJ Hamler, but they have some pretty solid receivers and a decent offense. I think Kansas City's defense was very suffocating last night, as we saw. And while I love Detroit's defense, they're not as suffocating as the Kansas City defense was to the Broncos last night. So I think that they will definitely be able to hopefully contain Teddy Bridgewater. This is one of those games that, you know, Teddy could go, you know, 17 for 50 with, you know, 200 yards and 3 INTs, or he could light it up. because that's just how he is. That's just unfortunately how the Lions are. But I feel that this defense is now inspired. They've gotten their first win. They got that monkey off their back. And Denver isn't the greatest team. I mean, they're there in the hunt in their division, but they're still not strong. And if they can get after Teddy Bridgewater, who, God bless him, is probably the best option that they have in Denver, but he's still not the greatest. And so I think that this Lions offense could be able to step up to him and, you know, really kind of limit him, interrupt his passes. Yeah, I think that their Detroit defensive line can really kind of get after him a little bit. So I'm thinking that they'll be able to at least contain him.
Awesome. All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, Detroit's offense. We've seen what Jared Goff did in the win last week, in the win against the Vikings. Also, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamal Williams, running the ball solidly. So I got to ask you, what do you think Detroit's offense needs to do to get points against Denver's defense? Because Denver's defense, they have a few bright spots on their defense with Bradley Chubb and also Shelby Harris. Also, they got Ronald Darby in the mix as well as Justin Simmons. So what do you think, Sonya, Detroit's offense needs to do to get points on the board against Denver's defense?
Ground and pound. I think they just need to really just run the ball. They've got Denver, like you said, has some playmakers. And, you know, one bad throw from Goff could, you know, get him a pick six or something like that. But I think if they just keep it on the ground and just kind of, again, continue to be creative with the play calls, get the tight ends involved, I think then that that the Lions will be able to get a victory, their second victory. The road hasn't always been good to the Lions, but, you know, I think if they're able to get it on the ground, keep Teddy Bridgewater on the bench, I think that the offense can get it done.
All right, fair enough. And I want to stay just with where the game's going to be played at in Denver. Denver, of course, it's known for the altitude. It's over 5,000 feet above sea level. Do you think the altitude will affect the play of the Lions on both sides of the ball?
You know, it's been a long time since they've been out there as a team. And so, again, I think it just might, you know, just take a little bit of getting used to and just remembering how the ball can sail and get away from you if you're not careful. Hopefully it shouldn't take too much from them. The road in general has not been good to the Lions, regardless of where they play. But I think that added touch of the altitude and being a mile high above sea level, I think that can kind of play into it a little bit. Like I said, especially because it's been a while since they've been to Denver. But hopefully they'll be able to get out there, kind of get used to it and acclimated, and then go from there.
All right. And then, you know, one of the cool things about not just a football game, but just any sporting event is tailgating. And I got to ask you this, Sonya. I got to ask you, what foods are served at a Detroit Lions tailgate?
Oh, well, usually what people have at tailgates, wings. You got a lot of people bringing in, I would say, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that, pretty basic stuff. But also, you know, sometimes they jazz it up. Sometimes they, you know, people bring ribs, things like that, chicken wings. But mostly it's hamburgers, hot dogs, occasionally a pizza every now and then. You got Pizzapopolis not too far from the stadium. So, yeah, you've got a good mix of foods there, just basic American-type stuff.
Okay, well, what type of foods do you enjoy eating at a tailgate?
Goodness, I pretty much whatever is there. I like hamburgers, I like hot dogs, I like wings, I like ribs. I love a good tailgate. Also, you know, some people do themes, like tailgate themes. Like, for instance, sometimes they'll do, like, a mini, like, Thanksgiving dinner or mini breakfast, stuff like that. And I'm always going to eat breakfast. So if you're going to serve up, like, a brunchy kind of breakfast tailgate, I'm there because I love breakfast.
All right, fair enough. You heard it from Sonya Greenfield. She enjoys breakfast and then definitely enjoyed the Detroit Lions win over the Minnesota Vikings. So, again, Sonya, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody, again, what you do at Our Turf Football.
Yeah, sure. So I usually write or, you know, report on the NFC North and the NFC East. The NFC East is starting to heat up and get a little crazy out there, and I love it. And so, of course, the NFC North I talk about, too. And then there's four of us, really, and we cover all the NFL, and we talk about, you know, everything. We talk about, you know, coaches. We talk about scandals. We talk about players' plays. You know, who's surprising everybody. Yeah, we have our podcast. Our podcast will be on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe. Go to YouTube and then search Our Turf Football, and you're there and can subscribe. Let's see. Yeah, that's really what we do. We just love talking football.
Awesome. And then, again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find Our Turf on social media, and any websites you want to let the listeners know about, let them know about that.
Okay, sure, yeah. So you can always find me on Twitter at mom, the number 3, RN. Again, Our Turf Football, at Our Turf SB on Twitter. And we've got updates throughout the day. We've got game day updates, things like that. And then let's see what else. You can also find Our Turf on YouTube, like I said, Our Turf Football. And then make sure you subscribe so you can catch our podcast every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Yeah, so we're just out there.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Sonya Greenfield. She's the director of writer management and an editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. It's a cool website where you get the NFL covered from a woman's perspective, and, of course, a happy Lions fan. Sonya, thank you so much once again for being on the program. If ever you want to come back on, you know, just feel free to let us know.
I was about to say, you know, just reach out, and that was great because as soon as that clock hit zero, you were right there. So, of course, I'm going to be there. So, yeah.
Solid.
Whenever you need me, I'm there.
Got solid. Thank you so
Take
much.
Care.
Thank you. You too. We'll be back with more right after this.
Okay.
Here's Hawkinson inside. Here we go. Stop from the gun. And he's caught. Touchdown.
Staples helps small businesses print big. The print advisors at Staples sweat the details and quality of every project. That's what they call their print big promise. They're committed to getting your print job right every time, to treating your small business like a big deal and making it come to life, and to giving you expert guidance from start to finish. And now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more at Staples. Offer ends January 1st.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Sonya Greenfield. Sonya is the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. The website is dedicated to covering the National Football League from a woman's perspective, so check out the website and check out the great stuff that Sonya and the rest of the ladies are doing over at Our Turf Football. Sonya giving us the insights on what's currently going on with the Detroit Lions as they pulled off their first victory of the season, beating the Minnesota Vikings. All right, let's get right to it now for the most important games of Week 14 in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night showdown between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. An emotional week that had just passed for the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger reportedly told his team that he would not be returning next season. This would be his last season with the Steelers. So we'll see how the rest of the season is going to play out with Big Ben at the quarterback position. And the Steelers had a come-from-behind victory over the Baltimore Ravens, beating their AFC North rival. So the Steelers are riding a high right now as they head to the Midwest to take on the Minnesota Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. For the Vikings, it's been a tough 2 weeks for them, losing to the 49ers the week before and then last week losing on a tough one to the Detroit Lions. So the Vikings have a short week. They've got a lot to play for. They're not happy right now. Adam Thielen is not going to be playing in this game. He's going to be ruled out due to an injury, so expect a lot of Justin Jefferson in this game. No Dalvin Cook for this game either, so expect a lot of Justin Jefferson to come through in this game. Also, Tyler Conklin is expected to come up big for this game, and they're going to need a lot of Kirk Cousins in this game because defensively, the Vikings have been okay this year. Lately, they've really slacked off on their defense, which is what they've been known for such a long time. And you're going to expect a lot of Kirk Cousins, and they're going to need him to step up big time in this game, particularly a lot of Kirk Cousins and a lot of Justin Jefferson in this game against that Steeler defense, which is no small potatoes by any sorts of the imagination. They've got T.J. Watt, Joe Hayden, and the cast of characters on that Steeler defense. So we've got Ben Roethlisberger, we've got Kirk Cousins, we've got Justin Jefferson, also the Steelers receivers with Chase Claypool, and we've also got Deontay Johnson. Of course, we cannot forget about the tight ends, as I mentioned earlier, from Minnesota. You've got Tyler Conklin, and also you've got at the tight end position, you got Pat Freiermuth, who's become a cult favorite in Pittsburgh. So the Steelers and Vikings, again, this is kind of like a blast from the past. This is a rematch from a previous Super Bowl. Matter of fact, during the 70s when the Steelers won their first Super Bowl in the 70s when they beat the Minnesota Vikings. So definitely this is a matchup that is going to be interesting right here because the Steelers are fighting for their playoff lives, The Vikings are fighting for their playoff lives as well as both teams are in the playoff hunt in their respective conferences. So Steelers and Vikings going to be a good one on Thursday night. The next game, important game that I have is going to be an AFC West showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. For the Raiders, losing a tough one last week to the Washington football team. As for the Chiefs, offensively, they did okay, but defense was the name of the game as they were able to get a victory over the Denver Broncos on Sunday night at Arrowhead. So the stage is set. They'll be at Arrowhead Stadium again for the Raiders and the Chiefs game. And I tell you what, the Raiders, again, are in the playoff hunt, and they're not too far behind the Chiefs in the race to win the AFC West, but the clock is ticking and time is running out because it seems as though the Chiefs are starting to get their groove back again. Again, offensively, the offense hasn't been what it once was since the last couple of seasons, but defensively, they've really stepped up their game in Kansas City. So the Raiders and Chiefs, we've got Derek Carr, we've got Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, we've got Darren Waller, there's Josh Jacobs. There's a lot of great stars. This is going to be a knockdown dragout at Arrowhead. It's always been fun when these two teams play each other. So Las Vegas and Kansas City is going to be a fantastic one. Next game that we have is an AFC North showdown between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. Baltimore losing on a hard loss to a division rival in the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lamar Jackson didn't play a great game. He's looking to bounce back against a division rival in the Cleveland Browns. As for the Browns, again, far as Cleveland is concerned, the week before that, they lost a tough one on Sunday Night Football to the Baltimore Ravens, and they had a bye week this past week, so hopefully with them having the bye week, they can go ahead and kind of talk some things over. Maybe Baker Mayfield could get some more rest from that shoulder injury that's been bothering him. Jarvis Landry has really been the main ingredient, the consistent one that has really held the glue together for much of this season. Browns defense, they have their work cut out for them in this game. such as Myles Garrett and Grant Delpit and a lot of those guys on the defensive side for Cleveland. They have their work cut out for them going up against Lamar Jackson because we know how dynamic he is. So they're going to be playing at Cleveland, Baltimore and Cleveland, Ravens and Browns. We've got Lamar Jackson. We've got Baker Mayfield. This could determine who could walk away with the AFC North because Baltimore is in first place, but Cleveland is not too far behind them. So, again, both teams are still in search of trying to make that playoff run as we get wind down on the regular season. So Baltimore and Cleveland, that should be a dogfight as well. The NFC East matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Football Team. Dallas pulled off a much-needed victory over the New Orleans Saints on last Thursday night, and the Washington Football Team, man, what a drive they put together to get in field goal range. And, of course, Brian Johnson kicked the go-ahead field goal to give Washington Football Team the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders in overtime. Man, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Washington is currently on a four-game winning streak while Dallas is starting to get consistent and trying to get pick things back up once again. As far as the running game is concerned, Ezekiel Elliott seems hurt. He seems as though something is bothering him or something is wrong with him. But Tony Pollard is so underrated. Tony Pollard has really been the X factor for the Cowboy offense this year. We know about CeeDee Lamb. We know Amari Cooper. But I would say Tony Pollard and Dalton Schultz have been really good for Dallas's offense this year. And they're going to need a lot of those guys as they're going to head to one of the loudest environments in the NFL, and that's FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, for a team that is hot right now, the Washington Football Team. And this game means everything. Taylor Heinicke, again, looking to get that long-term contract. The running backs are great with Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic. They've got Terry McLaurin. The defense is playing well. Dallas and Washington, this is going to be one heck of a game at FedEx Field. Cowboys in Washington, that's going to be exciting, continuing in that rivalry. Next game that we have is the San Francisco 49ers against the Cincinnati Bengals. 49ers losing a tough one last week to their division rival Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. For the Bengals, embarrassed last week by Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. Both of these teams, they're looking for retribution, and then some. The 49ers are currently hold one of the wild card spots in the NFC, but you know how it is in the NFC, and especially this time of the year, you cannot lose too many games because every win counts, because there's a lot of teams that are coming for the 49ers, a lot of teams that are coming for one of those wild card spots, and you got to get it done by any means necessary. So San Francisco making their trek to the Midwest to try to take on a team that they want retribution as well. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Joe Mixon and company, embarrassed by the Los Angeles Chargers. They want their retribution as well because they want to stay alive in the AFC North race. I mean, Baltimore, again, is the leader, but Cincinnati, similar to Cleveland, similar to Pittsburgh, they're not too far behind. And they're also in that wild card hunt as well in the AFC. So we've got we got Jimmy Garoppolo, we've got Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, we also got Jamar Chase, we've also got Brandon Ayuk in the mix as well, we got Nick Bosa. I mean, the 49ers are loaded. Debo Samuel won't be playing in this game. I think he's going to be out for another week, but nevertheless, this is still going to be an exciting game. And can't forget about Eli Mitchell as well. So we got the 49ers going up against the Bengals. Again, we know about these two teams, of course, playing in two Super Bowls during the 80s, so that should be a lot of fun. Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First, for Buffalo, losing a tough one to division rival in the AFC East, the New England Patriots, on Monday night. And they're looking to get their retribution as well as they have to travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay beat division rival Atlanta last week. Tom Brady, I mean, he was in rare form, throwing for over 360 yards. I mean, Brady is an MVP candidate this year. And, again, Tampa, they're trying to get back on track as they look to stay ahead and not only try to win the NFC South, but to try to get that number one playoff spot. Meanwhile, for Buffalo, it's they're chasing New England for that AFC East spot, and they're trying to stay in the hunt, too, to get a playoff spot. We got Josh Allen. We got Stephon Diggs. We've got Tom Brady. We got Rob Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. Dawson Knox. I mean, Buffalo and Tampa Bay, this is going to be a really good game because we've got what can Tampa's offense do against Buffalo's defense? What can Buffalo's offense do against Tampa's defense? It's, I mean, this is going to be a great chess match right here down in Tampa between the Bills and the Buccaneers. Sunday Night Football will be at Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with the Chicago Bears going up against the Green Bay Packers. We know about this storied rivalry going back so many years, so many decades, and we've got Aaron Rodgers and the Packers coming off of the bye week, and again, Green Bay currently sits comfortably in the, as the number two seed in the NFC. Green Bay wants to win out. They have to win out because they want that number one seed. No one wants to travel to Green Bay and go there in January to play a playoff game. Nobody wants to do that. Aaron Rodgers resting the toe. He's not going to have surgery. So he's going to go ahead and wing it and just won't have surgery until the end of the season. But Green Bay, just before the bye week, they went out on a high note winning their last game and beating the Rams. And you got to remember, Green Bay is getting hot at the right time. Aaron Jones is running the ball effectively. Devontae Adams is catching the ball well. They're expected to get two of their big offensive linemen back. I mean, offensive linemen back. I want to say it's David Bakhtiari and also Elgton Jenkins. They're expected to be coming back soon. If not for this game, hopefully maybe within the next, maybe next game or two games or something like that. But Green Bay, the bye week was definitely needed. It came at the right time. They got the victory, and now they're able to rest up and try to, you know, get healthy for the playoff run. And as for the Chicago Bears, they're still in the hunt. But again, time is running out. They've got to win out the rest of the way. The quarterback carousel continues. Justin Fields will be the starter for this game, coming back from fractured ribs. And, you know, David Montgomery is back for the Bears, and they're trying to get that running game going again. Defensively, they're feeling the hurt. Khalil Mack out for the year with had foot surgery. Akeem Hicks has been out for a while. But you know how it is with the Bears and the Packers, and they're playing at Lambeau middle of December. It's going to be a good one Sunday night between the Bears and the Packers. And we have on Monday night the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Arizona Cardinals. First for Arizona, Kyler Murray returns, goes to Chicago. It was a bad weather game. They still handle their business. Kyler does enough to get the job done, both with his arm and his legs. And then also we've got the Rams. The Rams had a statement game last week at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. They would go on to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now this is an NFC West matchup between the Rams and the Cardinals. And Matthew Stafford going up against Kyler Murray. This is going to be a fantastic game of the quarterbacks. We've got some great receivers going to be playing with DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, Odell Beckham Jr., you know, Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp is in the mix as well. And these are two teams with some high-powered offenses. This is going to be a lot of fun. I don't expect a 14-10 like last week's Monday night game with the Patriots and the Bills. This is going to be a lot of offense. Kyler Murray won't be rusty in this game, so he's going to do more. And it's going to be a good one on Monday night between the Rams and the Cardinals. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington football team. When you think of Dallas and Washington, you think of a rivalry that has produced so many star players. Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Roger Staubach, Drew Pearson, you know, Joe Theismann, Mark Rippon, Doug Williams, Art Monk, Ricky Sanders, Gary Clark, Darryl Green. The list goes on and on. These two teams have produced so many Hall of Fame players and so many superstar players over the decades. And it's going to continue with this game coming up between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. They're going to be playing at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. And I've got to tell you, this game could set up possibly who would win the NFC East, because they're going to play each other again within the next 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. But they're going to be playing each other again within the next 2 weeks or so, with the next matchup being at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. But right now, this matchup is going to be at FedEx Field, and it could determine who wins the NFC East. Ezekiel Elliott, it seems as though he's hurt or something's wrong with him. He's not running. He hasn't ran with the same intensity as he's had in seasons past. However, Tony Pollard is someone who's been an X factor for the Cowboys this year, and I could expect to see a lot of him in this game against Washington. Meanwhile, Washington's defense has been solid with Cole Holcomb, Landon Collins, Kendall Fuller, Deron Payne's been good, Jonathan Allen has been solid. But how about at the quarterback position with Taylor Heinicke? Taylor is definitely playing for a long-term contract. I think he's deserving of it. And how about the running backs? I'm loving them with Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick, and the wide receivers with Terry McLaurin. DeAndre Carter's played well as of late. Also, Curtis Samuel starting to come back strong from his groin injury. Cam Sims has played effectively. So the names – and the names have changed, the decades have changed, but the intensity remains the same. And this is going to be a great game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 14's most important games. I want to start off with the Thursday night showdown between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. I like the Steelers to win that one. The Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Chiefs to win that one. The Baltimore Ravens going up against the Cleveland Browns. I like the Ravens to bounce back to win that game. My game of the week, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Washington football team. I like the Washington football team to beat the Cowboys. The San Francisco 49ers going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. I like the 49ers to bounce back and win that game. The Buffalo Bills going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like the Buccaneers to maintain that winning streak. I like Tampa to win that one. Sunday night football, the Chicago Bears going up against the Green Bay Packers. I like Green Bay to win easily and at Lambeau Field. And Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I like Kyler Murray and the Cardinals to take that one. So again, my picks for Week 14's most important games are Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Baltimore, Washington, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and Arizona. So there you go right there. And those are my picks for Week 14's most important games. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to this week's guest, Sonia Greenfield, the Director of Writer Management and Editor covering the NFC North and NFC East for Our Turf Football. Make sure you check out Our Turf Football. It's a website dedicated to the National Football League being covered from a woman's perspective. And again, she has some great content on there discussing the Detroit Lions and the other teams in the NFC North and NFC East. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound. So long, everyone.